You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
We'll get to the hockey postseason coming up in a little bit. Tyler Morales' bets for the RBC Heritage this weekend and all our bets for tonight. But a little more to hit here in the NBA playoffs, Ken. The one first-round series that we have market for, that we have not yet discussed, is the NBA TV series of the millennium, which is the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, the 4-5 matchup in the East, with Cleveland just playing like the Tyler Morales All-Stars at the end of the game on Sunday against Charlotte. Amani Bates, Isaiah Mobley, like this is literally like Tyler's like college All-Star team. And they end up losing to Charlotte to drop down to the 4 seed to play the Orlando Magic. I think if you're the Magic, like you're not terribly displeased about this series of events, getting to play Cleveland. Cleveland probably happy to play Orlando. The Cavs are favored in the series with home court. Cleveland about minus 190. Magic plus 155. Game one is on Saturday from Cleveland. The Cavs a 4.5-point favorite. Total 207.5. I mean, I don't think like the TV ratings for this series are going to be like sensational or anything, but I find it to be really interesting, and I'm fascinated, Ken, what your thought is going to be and who you're going to like in this series with the Cavs and the Magic. Lay it on us.
Oh, man. Well, this could be like a pretty big egg on my face kind of a prediction. I love Cleveland in this series. It's like my favorite bet by far. It's not even close. I laid games. I bet them to win the series. Can't wait to do the show the next couple weeks as the Magic win 86-82 and Donovan Mitchell already talks about the next team he wants to play for. Yeah.
If it makes you, maybe it'll be Orlando. If it makes you feel better, it makes you feel worse. I said the same thing on Monday, that I love the Cavs, and I think they're going to win like 4-1.
Yeah, it just, this was before I read that article when I was on vacation. Because I just looked at the two teams, I go, I think this is not representative of how they played the entire year and is much more representative of like how they played the last 2 weeks. And we know historically, like I didn't have to look, I knew this already, like how you close is so irrelevant to how this all goes. That we have had champions, conference champions, teams that make deep playoff runs that all suck the last like 6 weeks of the season. It happens all the time. The season's really long. The games end up mattering less. Even if you want to argue the team is playing for something, they inherently know the season is long and they're playing for less. So it's just like, you can't fall in love with these like the late bloomer kind of closing team, which we do in college basketball. It's not as pronounced in the NBA, but there are lots of, like, I mean, the Warriors won a title. I think the Warriors in the second half of a season one time won like 41% of their games and won the NBA title. I mean, embarrassingly bad stuff and still won. So I try not to, now look, if it's a health thing, like maybe Mitchell's just not there, that's different. Kawhi Leonard, Giannis. Like, this is a player availability question. This is not a how you close the season question. But if everyone's playing, then, like, I have to think they're way more likely to win. Now we bring in the article that we read the other day because we did all the other series, the same thing. Maybe Donovan Mitchell gets, like, a third-team All-NBA nod. Maybe he doesn't. Otherwise, neither team has top-end talent in terms of this year's All-NBA that would be reflected in it. Donovan Mitchell's the best player in this series, and I don't think it's close yet, but it'll be close eventually because Banchero is going to be awesome. Playoff experience, and this is the second thing that really matters, and this is where teams like Orlando come up woefully short all the time, and that's why they don't ever win series in the playoffs, teams like this. They are, by a mile, the least experienced team in the postseason. It's like them and the Thunder, which is funny because one's a one seed and one's in this kind of a series, but the Thunder are much better and have a much better best player who's like ready to win playoff series. Magic just aren't ready yet. They're not even close. This is like a have fun, get to game 6, game 7, lose kind of a series. Now I hope it's less than that, but that's like the best case scenario, I think. And then net rating, some of the this season metrics end up being a toss up, even when considering that the Cavs had a lot of injuries. So I know you're laying a big price. It seems so un like it just it seems disgusting to want to click the button. I'm betting the Cavs. We watched this team the last month. This is the and I'm betting them at this price. That's what I'm doing, and I am. And it's because a lot of things that tend to be true in the postseason kind of directly apply to this series. And I think I know why I'm getting a break on the price, and I'm okay to click the button knowing that, hoping the Cavs play a little bit better than what they've shown us.
And it feels like the two teams are a little similar, except like Cleveland's better. Like Cleveland's like a better version, more experienced version of Orlando is. And maybe you'd like Orlando more next year, but like a year of playoff experience for the Magic, but not this year. When you started your answer there, I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna take over. When you were like, I'm gonna have egg on my face. Oh, he's gonna pick the Magic. And then you're like, I like the Cavs to like slaughter them. I was like, I
No,
agree.
Magic's
I
an
love
easy bet to
Cleveland.
sell. Content-wise, Magic's so easy. The price is extremely palatable. People hate the Cavs because of how they played recently. The Magic are
Like
like
rock fight
fun and
series.
young, and it's Banchero and Franz Wagner and like Jonathan Isaac's like the NBA nerd's favorite player of all time right now because he's playing so well defensively. And Suggs is really fun, and they're new, so they're always going to be appealing. I haven't like when I've watched the Magic play this year, I really like watching them play. They played a really competitive game against the Celtics way earlier this year that I really enjoyed. I think they won the game actually. But like that's just the way the playoffs generally go. I think the difference between the teams in a playoff series, and that's even with Bickerstaff, and I totally get not liking that part of it too. Also, how many postseason series has Jamal Mosley been the head coach of? So like let's calm down on that angle too. I just It feels like Cleveland here, and I know nobody wants to bet it, but like I do.
Last note here on this series, and then we can do a little NHL. If people out there like Orlando in the series, or like Orlando game by games, let's say you like the Magic in game one, like you meaning the person listening or watching this right now. I don't know like who in Orlando is going to score really, besides for Banchero. So if you like Orlando, like don't you have to like bet Banchero's points over? So the thought being like Banchero needs to score like 30 points for Orlando to win these games against Cleveland.
Or is the thought that you just bet the under in every single game because they win through their defense? That's obviously their calling cards, their coach's calling card. It's been, you have Suggs and Isaac, who are, although they will not both make the teams, are like all NBA defense level talent in terms of how they're playing right now. Like that's how they win. And they win because Mitchell's not 100% and Mobley's a weird fit still and none of this looks right. I just like the over the balance of the season. Like the Cavs are much better than this team. And typically, doesn't always have to be true, typically in the playoffs, I will try to do an over the balance of the season, this is better than this, as opposed to from April 1st to April 13th, this team was better than this, or from March 1st even to April 13th. It just usually doesn't work out the way that you want, where like the hot team goes into the playoffs and they do all this damage and they win these series. Usually just doesn't work like that. Playoff series just are, they tend to be different. This one doesn't have to be. I could have egg on my face. I'm happy to bet Cleveland here.
So the bets that you've made right now on series, and we'll get to the NHL in a second. Like I laid Phoenix against Minnesota. I love Cleveland minus games against the Orlando Magic. I haven't like played the Bucks, and like maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just like listen to everyone that like likes Indiana in the series, including you, and just stay away from that one. I haven't figured out a way to bet Denver yet, and I might take your Lakers advice. And Mavericks Clippers is kind of up in the air because of the Kawhi situation. What series bets like have you made or you anticipate making here of the series we know about right now?
I am definitely I've bet the Cavs to win the series and I bet some alts on them. Those are made already. I will likely bet the Suns for something very small, but I think I want to be on them even just for a little bit. I will definitely have Lakers plus games and like some kind of I need to price like some over games versus plus games, but like Lakers to make it a longer series than the market expects by a little bit will be bets that are made at some point before Saturday. And then I think I'm going to end up betting this. We don't know the matchup yet. I'm going to assume that the Kings are going to beat the Pelicans tomorrow night for a second, and that they'll play the Thunder, who are the least experienced playoff team in addition to the Magic in this tournament. And look, the Thunder, their talent kind of rolls over Sacramento at the top end. SGA will be the best player in the series. But like Kings made it to the first round game seven last year, gave the Warriors a run, played will have played two kind of playoff level games to get in. I think that might be a really long series where the Kings can kind of like ask some questions here of a team that none of the players have been in this remotely close to this situation before. The idea that they're going to like roll the Kings, and I look, we don't have pricing, we don't have anything. I think I'm looking for Kings Thunder to be longer than people think.
And I will know tomorrow, like, who the Knicks opponent will be. We'll do that tomorrow on the show. Unfortunately, like, we won't know who the Celtics will play, because if it's Boston against Miami or Boston against Philadelphia, at the very least, it'll be a fun talk that we'll have when we break down those two series here on You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network. Tyler's golf bets for the RBC. Next segment, our bets for tonight. Next segment. Ken, let's at least give an appetizer for the NHL postseason, which starts this weekend. And as I said earlier in the show, NHL first round always better than the NBA first round, and then the NBA blows it away like towards the end. But the first round of the NHL playoffs is always really fantastic. So we have all the matchups set in the first round in the Eastern Conference, and two of those series we'll see the Boston Bruins take on the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Florida Panthers take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And those matchups set as a result of what we saw last night in the Atlantic Division, with the Panthers beating the Maple Leafs and the Bruins like pulling like a Cleveland Cavaliers and seeming like trying to lose at home against the Ottawa Senators. What'd you think of what we saw last night in the Atlantic with Boston and Florida setting up a pretty interesting Eastern Conference playoff bracket here in the NHL?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I feel like this is going to be the hour of like weird predictions. Like, here's like Cavs big over Magic. I don't know if a lot of people have that. I think we could end up like in June when we crown whoever the Stanley Cup champion is going to be. We could end up looking at the Bruins Senators game from yesterday as like an oddly most impactful game in terms of deciding who ended up winning the Stanley Cup. And the reason for that is it took the Bruins from a really disadvantageous situation, and it put them in what is for them the most advantageous situation. And I say for them because, like, I don't know as much about hockey as other sports. I'll freely admit that. My historical criteria for hockey were good. I was able to get on Vegas fast enough last year to make a pretty good amount of money on them, especially in the final. But it was really a work in progress and not extensive. And this is the sport that I would say I put the most resources into retooling, finding new historical criteria, thinking about more deeply. And I really like the stuff that I have. And I'll just say, it is a certainty that I will be betting a good amount of money on the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup this year. And part of that is what happened last night. Regular season series in hockey versus any other sport, baseball, whatever. It's every sport's different with how they do this stuff. The regular season series in hockey is insanely important for who wins the postseason series between the teams, that it matters more than like anything you could ever imagine. How did the regular season series go? Is there a big mismatch between the two teams? In the NBA, it's irrelevant almost. Depending on when the games were played, you would toss it out in a lot of cases. In the NFL, you'd only play your division teams twice, so who cares? When you crush a team in the regular season, it means something, and it means that when you play them in the postseason, it's going to go the same way. And we'll do a lot of the data on this tomorrow. The Bruins struggled tremendously against the Lightning this year. They were not a team that the Bruins wanted to see in the playoffs. The Panthers are much better suited to see the Lightning in the playoffs. They won the series, season series against them. Also, the Panthers are just better anyway. So the Bruins took themselves out of a first round series where they were, I think, likely to lose, actually. And I don't think Tampa's going anywhere in the playoffs. I actually hate them this year, but I think they would beat Boston. And I think that's problematic if you want to bet Boston. And it takes Boston out of that, and it puts them into a first round and second round series. There are two teams this year, only two, that the Bruins went 4-0 against in the regular season. The first one is Toronto, and the second one is Florida, and that will be their two. That will be their first round and their second round opponents in the postseason, I think, in all likelihood, because I like Florida a lot against Toronto. And so things have broken in an insanely positive way for the Bruins, who I don't think are the best team, but have now inherited this path. And then who knows what happens in the top half. I think the Rangers get tripped up by somebody. I just don't know who it is. Probably not first round. Maybe it's the Islanders, whatever. And the Bruins find themselves in the Stanley Cup final by basically beating two teams that all they've done this year is beat them. And I don't think the West is very good this year. And that's how you end up with the Bruins as the Stanley Cup champion. I don't even know if they're that good. And that's how you end up with that from a team quality standpoint, historical criteria. There are only a couple teams that pass every test, and the Bruins are one of them. And so I think what actually happened yesterday was crazy. I didn't think it was going to happen. I wasn't going to bet the Bruins in the first round and see what happens. But now they're off Tampa, and they're on to Toronto and Florida. And for them, even though Toronto and Florida are very good, for them, that is extremely advantageous based on what we know about how the regular season series matter.
And not just the regular season series in this particular matchup, because I don't know how you can be like a hockey fan of any repute and look at Boston versus Toronto. And almost like, obviously it matters who's playing in the games. Like if Boston's like tossing out like Cam Neely and Ray Bourque at their current age, it's not going to go well against Toronto. But Boston against Toronto, the Bruins have like voodoo against the Maple Leafs. Voodoo! They've played like four times in the past 10 years, and the Bruins kill them every time they play in the playoffs, including like a Toronto epic yak job like 8 years ago in a game seven on the road in Boston. Like Boston not just owned them in the regular season, they've owned them in the postseason as well. Boston's going to be -120 here. We were talking about this off air. Likely both of us think, and we'll see what announcement they eventually, who Jim Montgomery is going to play, think it's going to be Jeremy Swayman, who's been the Toronto specialist this season, like plays in all the Maple Leafs games and like shuts them down in all the games, to the point that like we think it actually pisses off Linus Ullmark that Swayman plays in these games. Think it's probably going to be Swayman against Samsonov in Toronto. I like the Bruins also in the series, laying a short price against the Maple Leafs. Maybe we'll hit one other series on the other side. The Rangers are a huge favorite against the Capitals, deservedly so. 2-2 against them in the regular season, though. The home team winning each of the four games. God.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Yes.
Ovechkin just, like, dancing on your grave.
But, like, you know, like Charlie Lindgren's played like every game in goal. They had to like survive this gauntlet to get there. Like, why can't they win game one? It would really suck as a Ranger fan. A little bit more on the NHL postseason on the other side. We'll give you all our bets for tonight, including the Heat and the Sixers. And Tyler Morales gives you all his bets for so much drama at the RBC.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.